Okay, after a Yontif break, we are back. We are in Sefer Malachim Beis, Perek Tezvav. We're in the second half of Malachim Beis. We're towards the end of all of Nevi'im Rishonim. As we head towards the end, the next couple of prakim talk about the last few kings of Malchei Yisrael. And ultimately, as we know, Sefer Malachim Beis is going to end with Nebuchadnezzar and the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So we continue the Sefer, which, if you remember, started off with many Nisim and Niflos done by Elisha. And now we are into the nitty-gritty Malachim that are going through the two lines, Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda. So what is this parak about? So we start off by discussing the king Azariah. Azariah, who is also called Uziah in Divrei Hayamim, the king of Azariah, who is the king of Yehuda, Malach Azariah ben Amatziah Melech Yehuda. He is the king. He becomes king when he is 16, and he rules for 52 years. That is the second longest reign of any king, only second to Menashe. Menashe ruled for 55 years, but he has a very long reign. Vayasa Yasha ben Hashem, and he, Azariah, is generally a good king, like his father Amatziah, but as other Malchei Yehuda, he was good with one exception. He did not remove the bamos, and the people were still involved in shchutei chutz. Vayinaga Hashem, and the pasuk describes that Hashem gave him tzara'as. We'll have to talk about why. There's no reason given in this text in Malachim. He gets tzara'as until he died, and he stays separate in a separate house. His son Yotam really takes over during his lifetime. He's not the king, but he is judging, and the rest of the actions of Azariah are written elsewhere in the Sefer Divrei Hayamim L'Malchei Yehuda. Azariah dies, and his son Yotam then takes over officially. Then the next part of the Perek go to the other side, to the Malchei Yisrael. Zechariah, the son of Yeravim, takes over. He's only king for 6 months, and he is assassinated by Shalum ben Yavesh, and that, the Navi describes, is the fulfillment of the four generations that Hashem had promised Yehu will be from his house, and then there is no more. For the rest of the Perek, and for the next couple of Prakim, this is really the downfall, the final nails in the coffin of Malchei Yisrael. All of the kings are put into power based on power and based on greed and assassination, and most of them are assassinated tit for tat. That is what we have here, people king. So we just had one that was king for only 6 months, then Shalom ben Yavish becomes the king. He's only king for 1 month until Menachem ben Gedi assassinates him. Menachem ben Gedi is king for 10 years. Until he dies, he is the only one that dies in this whole line. Then Pekahiah, his son, takes over. He is the king for 2 years. They all do ra be'inei Hashem. They do not follow Hashem. They just follow the ways of Yeravim ben Nevat. And most of them, as Pekahiah also here, is killed. Pekach ben Remaliah is killed. He does evil in the eyes of Hashem. And what's important, as we'll talk about, is the Gullus starts. The Gullus, the first part of the kings of Malchei Yisrael, are exiled. Kol Eretz Naphtali are sent to Ashur. We will see that the significance of that. V'ikshar Kesher, Hoshea ben Ela then comes and assassinates Pekach ben Remaliah. He takes over. And the parak just ends back to Malchei Yehuda, the days of Yotam ben Uziyahu, who is righteous just like his father was, who was king for so long, and they all follow the ways of Hashem, except for the fact that they don't remove the bamos. That's how the Navi, this parak describes the various kings of Yisrael that are going downhill. As we said, almost every king, if not all kings of Yisrael, did not follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchei Yehuda, yesh v'yesh, there are those on the positive side, those not. Okay, back to the beginning of the parak. What can we learn from this parak? The different chazals that we will come up with. So the parak starts off again with the years. Bishnas, Esrim Mishabal, Shana Liravim and Yisrael, Malach Azariah ben Amasa Melch Yehuda. In the 27th year of Yeravim, remember this was the second Yeravim, the days of Yeravim, the king of Yisrael, Azariah ben Amasa takes over. Rashi and others point out that this can't be the proper years, because really both Azariah and Yeravim took over the same year, they became king the same year. So what does it mean in the 27th year of Yeravim? So the Rashi quotes Chazal, this means that he got Saras. Saras is one of the four people that are Chashuvim Kemes, and therefore that's what the Pasuk is really alluding to. Rashi says, Efshar lo markein, v'lo Uziah, right, Uziah is Azariah, Uziah v'yarava malchu ka'achas. L'manu she'nisnaga b'shnas eshem v'sheva l'malchusa. Really, it means that he got Saras in that year. This is also alluded to, if we know that we're, as we mentioned, this is heading towards the years of the Churban. This king, Uziah Azariah, was alive at the same time as Yishayo Hanavi. The next Sefer in Navi that comes up after Sefer Malachim. If you look at the beginning of Sefer Yeshayo, how does Yeshayo start off? Chazon Yeshayo ben Amot. This Sefer is about what Yeshayo the Navi saw, Asher Chazal Yehuda Yerushalayim, everything that he saw about Yehuda and Yerushalayim, in whose days? Who was he Misnabe? In which kings? Bimei, Uziah, Yotam, Achaz, Chizkiyo, Malchi Yehuda. The next four kings. That's when Yeshayo, remember Yeshayo was all about Churban and Geula, right, all related to the Beis HaMikdash. So starting now is when he was Misnabe, during these four kings. And if you look later on in Perek Vav, which was really his major vision that he saw, Perek Vav, the famous vision, Bishnas Mos HaMelech Uziyahu, he sees the chariot of fire, right? His chariot of fire. Yechezkel saw the chariot of fire, but that's in Yeshayahu, where he says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Svakos. But how does that Perek start off? Bishnas Mos HaMelech Uziyahu, in the year that Uziyahu died. So Rashi there in Yeshayahu points out, no, he didn't die. Kishen Nitztara, when he got Saras. When he got Saras. That's talking about that's what our parak is referring to right here. In the 27th year of Yeravam, that is when Azariah got Saras. And that is when our story takes place. Let's continue. Ben Sheishas Reishana Hayab Malcho, he was 16 years old when he was the king. He ruled for 52 years. And his mother was Yechalyahu, Mirushalayim. Vayas HaYashem Ben Yashem. He did righteous in the eyes of Hashem. Kechol Asher Atzah Matziyahu Aviv. He followed Rakabamos Lo Saru Od Ha'am Mezabchim U'Mekatru Mamamos, as it says by so many kings, that they were still allowed the Shchut Echutz. Vayinag Hashem Azamalach, but Hashem smote him with Saras. Vayimit Sarad Yomosi, he had Saras until the day he died. And the question is, why did he get Saras? It is not written here in Sefer Malachim. Yirmiyahu Anavi, when he wrote Malachim, he did not write the reason here. But you don't have to look too hard in Divrei Hayamim, where we've mentioned many of these stories are parallel. Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perech Chavav, it says exactly what was the problem. Uziyah, or Azariah, he's called Azariah here in our parak, but there in Perech Avav, he's called Uziyahu. So there, it describes, again, he's 16 years old, and he did great things, he accomplished wonderful things, Hayashar Ben Hashem, but then it went to his head. Even though he conquered a number of countries, it went to his head. What did he do? Ukechez kaso gavali bo adlahashchis. Gaiva. Gaiva. We'll see what he did in a second, but the root of the issue is Gaiva. The Gemara in Arachin, Daf Tezayin, says there are seven sins that bring Tzaras. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Al Shiva Dvarim Nigaim Baim. Seven sins bring Tzaras. The most famous one is the first one on the list, Al Lashon Hara. But there are others, Al Shvichas Damim, Shvu Ashav, Gili Arayos, Gasus Haruach, Gezel, Tsaras Ha'ayin. And there are psukim brought to prove each one of these. So what is the one that's brought for Gasus Ruach? Dichsiv, this pasuk, Ubechez Kaso, Gavali Boa, Vahashchis, Vayimo Basham Alokav, Vatsaras, Zarcha, Bimitzcho. He got Tsaras. So what did he do because of his gaiva? So the pasuk describes, he went into the Heichal to bring Torah on the Mizbeach Hazav. And Azariah HaKohen, the Kohanim go in and say, what are you doing? You are from Malche Yehuda. What are you doing? Tzemen HaMikdash, Ki Ma'alta. V'lo l'cho l'choven, Me'ashem Elokim. What are you doing? And what did he do? He refused. Vayizaf Uziyahu, Ubiyado Mikteres Lahaktir, Ubizapo Emakonim. All of a sudden, Vahat Saras Zarcha B'mitzcho. He gets Saras on his forehead, Lefnei HaKohanim Beis Hashem, Me'al Mizbeach HaKtores. Azariah, all the Kohanim run out, he runs out, and that is why he got Saras, because he wanted to bring the Ktores, he wasn't supposed to do it, and this is his punishment. The Radak here says, we know this already from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Radak says, anyone who's cholik on the kahuna gets Saras, right? And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, at one point, got Saras. That was the Radak, but either way, this was his punishment. The Shaila is, what was he thinking? So he was a great tzaddik, and it went to his head, but Dafka the Ktores, why did he think that he would be able to bring the Ktores? Yes, it was a mitzvah, chaviva hi ad ma'od. We know everybody wanted to do the Ktores, you weren't allowed to do it twice. But what exactly was he thinking? Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, there in his commentary on Divrei Hayamim, He says, maybe it's because. He says, Yipala, Ech Allah B'daz Uziyo, Shayat Tzadik, Lahakter Torah B'Beis HaMikdash. So he says, V'nire, Kiva D'malchei Beis David Nimshachin B'Shem and HaMishcha, David HaMelech, we know, the kings were anointed with Shem and HaMishcha. So what else was anointed with Shem and HaMishcha? The Kohanim, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe he looked at himself as a Kadosh, like the Kalim, like the Kohanim. David HaMelech says, when he refused to kill Shaul, he says, I'm not touching a Mashuach Hashem. Imkain, Chashav Uziyo, Shekdusha, so Abam and HaMashiach, Maspakes, Shekam Hu Yochal Akhtir. He thought it's good enough, and therefore, he was going to do it. The Chida, in one of his Svarim, also discusses this issue of what was the Havamina. Why did he think he had any more rights than any other? So in the Chomas Enech, he says, Kivan Shesavar, he thought that this was Kavod Hashem, for the Melech Malchei Amlachim, to have the Melech offer him Ketores. Shemelech Yakto Lefana, Baratza Lechabit Etzakadosh Baruch Hu Bavodaso. And it was L'Shem Shemayim. And that could be why the reason is not mentioned here. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, when he wrote Malachim, did not mention the reason. Because maybe it was some of L'Shem Shemayim, he wanted to cover it up a little bit. Alpi Kabbalah, interesting, the Mishmar Zalzav quotes some Svarim. So, what was his name? Uziyahu or Azariah. There was someone else with a similar name. Uza. Remember Peretz Uza we had back in Sefer Shmuel. What did Uza do? Remember the parade? They were bringing the Aron back, and he went and tried to catch the Aron when it was falling. Mysterious story, exactly what happened there. But he, Chazal say, shouldn't have touched it. He overstepped his bounds. So maybe that's a similar idea here. Maybe there was some type of connection in the Neshamas of try. Maybe this he was sent back down here now, but didn't work. There was no tikkun. Upagam b'shmo agadol shehu noseyas nosav. Uza was poreitz geder, just like Uziyahu or Azariah here was poreitz geder. Similar idea. But either way, those are two havaminas about why did he think that he would be able to do it. But at root, as the Gemara says in Arachin Daf Tazayin, it was Gaiva. So what did he do? He had Tzaraas till the end of his days. See, he sat in the house of Chafshis. What's Chafshis? Three Pshatim. What does Chafshis mean? Maybe the simple interpretation, one of the Targumim here, says, Bar Min Yerushalayim. We know a Mitzorah has to sit outside the walls. So if you're within walls, so then you are closed in. But when you're outside the walls, you're free. So maybe that's all it means. He had to sit outside the Machaneh. He was in a base Chafshis. A little difficult because it says a base, a house chafshis. It doesn't just say chafshis. But that is one idea. If you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, gives a different shot. What does it mean? Asalo bayis bebeis hakvaros. He lived in the cemetery. Kamo da'at amar b'meisim chafshi. The pasuk says b'meisim chafshi. So he's sitting just like a dead person is chafshi for a mitzvah. So you're like a dead person. Maybe this is part of the tshuva process. But b'meisim chafshi. The Gilyan Ashas quotes this. The Mesim Chavshi in one context. If you remember the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi had died. Remember what he says? He says to his family, you know, every Friday night, set my table, kol be shimshi aviyasa lebeise, and every Friday night he used to come back to his house, he used to make Kiddush. The Gilyan Ashas there on Ksubis Kuf Gimel, he quotes the Sefer Chasidim. He used to be wearing a Shabbos clothes. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wasn't like every other niftar who is potter from mitzvahs now. Ki sadikim chayim upotrim bekiddush. We can't fathom Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but that's where the Gilyan Ashas, in the name of the Sefer Chasidim, quotes this line. But that's where Uziyahu sat till the end of his life, because he had tzaras, he sat in this house in the cemetery. The Radak quotes a third idea. The Radak says, Chavshi meaning he didn't have the responsibilities of the king. The king always have all of these responsibilities. He has to judge, he has to take care of the people. But here he has tzaras, so he can't take care of the people. He has to be out, and therefore that's what Chavshi means. Three pshatim, what does it mean, Chavshis? So what happens? Yotam, his son takes over. Yotam ben HaMelech takes over. He's shofet Es Am Haaretz. So Yotam, right? We don't think of this as such a famous person, but those who have learned Maseches Sukkah should remember that he gets some credit there. If you look in Sukkah on Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Yachol Ani Laftar Es Kol Olam Kulam Min Adin. I really could patter the whole world. I could come up with an excuse for the whole world from getting punished. Miyom shenivrei siva ad ata. From the day of creation until now, I could come up with a svara. meaning Rashi, liftar bischusi. I could carry all the schuyos, all the avonos, and give schuyos. V'ilmali Elazar b'ni imi, were not for Elazar my son with me, miyom shenivra ha'olam, v'ad achshav. Not just from the day that I was created, but from the day that the world was created. And then he adds, v'ilmali Yotam min Uziyahu imanu, and if Yotam would be with us, miyom shenivra ha'olam ad sofo, from the beginning of time to the end of time. What did Yotam ben Uziyahu do that was so great? Now, there are a couple of Yotams in Tanakh. What did Yotam ben Uziyahu do? So Rashi quotes right there. Tzadik haya, ve'anav, yoser mishar malachim, he was very humble, v'zacha b'kibud av, v'alav namer ben yechabed av, shekala yamim shaya aviv mitzora, v'hu haya shofet am haaretz, kid dechsev, as our pasuk says, lo nata lov keser malchus b'chayav, v'chol dinah shaya don omram b'shem aviv. He was basically the king for years, and yet he didn't take the malchus. He didn't take the crown because my father's the king. I know he's sitting with Saras in the Beis HaChavshis, but even though he judged, he always gave his father the credit. Unbelievable. King Yotam ben Hamelech. The Yeser, and that maybe that's the emphasis of the Pasuk, ben Hamelech. He always looked at himself as the ben Hamelech and not as the Melech, even when he was Shofet Asama Aretz. Okay, let's continue. The Yeser Divrei Azaryo, the last other events of Azaryo's life, they're ksuvim al sefer divrei hayamim l'malchus Yehuda, v'yishkav Azariah mavosav, they're written in the books, and he dies, and his son Yotam officially takes over. By the way, in the parallel pasuk in divrei hayamim, it doesn't say it's written al divrei hayamim l'malchus Yehuda, it says it's written al divrei hayamim l'malchus Yehuda by Yishayo Anavi, because Yishayo was the parallel Navi at this point in time. Good. B'shas Shloshim Mishmona Shana. Now going over to Malchi Yisrael in the 38th year of Azaryahu, Zechariahu ben Yeravam. He was the king of Yisrael. B'Shomron Shisha Chadashim. He was only king for 6 months. And again, Rashi quotes Chazal: the years don't work out. You have to work it out. It's not exactly they overlap. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a simple question. So often in this perek. Not in this parak. In this sefer, the years don't work out. The Navi says in the 14th year, in the 27th year, and it's always wrong. And Chazal have to stand on their head trying to figure out, no, it means from when he took over, it means from when he got Saras. Why can't it just go the year from Briyas HaOlam? And everything will be straight, and everything will be glatt. So Rabbi Yaakov says, because, you know why it's simple? Because who knows when how long Briyas HaOlam? So we have to live in a very, very modern time. We know 5, 7, 7, 6. So we know exactly from Briyas HaOlam. But most people, says Rabbi Yaakov, in those days and in many days, don't know. In Briyas HaOlam, kama shanim avru me'az haya esek lehistoronim, avalola hamon ha'am, shalo chayezeh. When did they count? So from shnosam lahachtaras malkam. Ukishenifter haya maschilim minyan. Who cares what year it is? Who cares what year it is? They made a Kiddush HaChodesh, they made Ibar HaShanah every year, they decided. And how they count? They counted from the years of the king. And when Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote Malachim, says Rabbi Yaakov, here Kivis, say from Malachim, Mirashimos, Shahayu Lefanav, Vehem Kulam Ayu Kafiyam Minag Leminyan Shtosam Malachim HaShonim. What difference? Why do we count from the Briyas HaOlam? Right, we count from Yisias Mitzrayim. You count. Look in Sefer Malachim. Back in the beginning of Malachim, Bnei Hamikdash was built from certain number of years from Yisias Mitzrayim. And he says Cheshbon Hashanim Ibriyas Olam Einu Mufurish B'Shum Makom B'Tanach. It's not Mufurish Ela Mustar B'Tocho. And he says amazingly, and when Mashiach comes, we're not going to count from Briyas Olam. We're going to count from Yimos HaMashiach. Ubaror, it's clear to me. Shekasher yavo Mashiach zekenu. Nachzer limnos lefishnos malchus melech haMashiach. Ukemoshe me'azu me'olam. Mayakasher sviras man legeula. Minyan echadashim zeich leziyas Mitzrayim. V'shemos echadashim sha'alim ibavel. So that's why it's confusing sometimes, because they didn't know and they're just going based on the years that they had. So either way, back to the Navi, Zechariah does Ra, Bnei Hashem, just like Yeravah ben Nevat, his ancestor in at least in the kingdom. Vayikshar lav Shalom ben Yavesh. So Shalom, another man, gets up and assassinates him, and it is a very short-lived Malchus, and the Navi says, but this is a fulfillment of the Nevuah, Bnei Revi'im Yeshvu L'chal Kisa Yisrael, the promise to Yehu, he will have four generations. Rashi, the Malbim, both emphasize, without this Havtacha, it would have ended earlier. But, you know, because of this Havtacha, it stayed. From here on in, the Yerushalmi emphasizes, the Yerushalmi in Harios, in Perek Gimel, that the rest of the kings of Yisrael do not have the status of kings. The language of the Yerushalmi is listios. They were listios. They weren't kings because they got their power through power, and they got their, they were all killed through power. Mikan ve'elech belistia hayu notlin osa. In listios, they usurped the throne. They didn't earn it. So that's everyone from here on in until we get to the end, in a couple of frakim, to the end of Malchi Yisrael, for good. Shalom ben Yavesh Malach b'shno shloshim v'teish shana. Shalom takes over, and Menachem ben Gedi, after Shalom had ruled for a month, assassinates him. And Oz Yakim Menachem, and Menachem comes, and he is cruel, and he is torturous. He goes, and he captures Tifsach, and all the lands, Kilopasach, because he didn't listen to him, Vayachas Kol Heharoseha. Rashi says that means he took and killed Dafka, the pregnant women in public, right? He was very wicked. If you look in the Pasuk Tezayin, it says one of the things that reasons that he destroyed Tirtza, Kilo Pasach. They didn't open for him. The Malbim says maybe the armies of Menachem and Menachem violated Nisa Daraisa, or Mrs. Aseh at least. The halacha is, the Rambam quotes it. The Ramban even counts it as a separate Mrs. Aseh, that when we surround a city, we always have to leave one border open. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he added on to the Rambam, Mitzvah Hey, Shinitz Tavinu Kishinotzar al Ir Lohaniach Achas Min Aruchos Beli Matzar Shem Yirtzu Levroach Yelahem Derech Lanus Misham Ki Bezen Nilma Lisnai Bechemlo. You have to do that. And they didn't do that here. They closed up totally. Right? And the Meshech Chachmin Parshas Matos discusses why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. It's part of the Tachsisei HaMelchama. But either way, Menachem didn't do it, and he wiped out the city. After Menachem was king for 10 years, he does ra in the eyes of Hashem, pull the king of Asher comes, and he's about to attack until he accepts a bribe from Menachem, and then he turns around. Who is this mysterious pull? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Dalid. This is none other than Sancherev. The Gemara there says that Sancherev had 8 names. What were the 8 names of Sancherev? Tiglas Palasar, that's right here in our parak 2. Plansar, Shmalnasar, Pul, Sargon, Asnapar, Rava, Yakira. Right, so we will get to these various names. So the Vilna Gaon thought it's different people, but the Gemara at least says that this is Sancherev, and he's starting the Golus. So Pul Melech Asher comes, he comes, and now he accepts money. He does not stay to protect Menachem, but he leaves. And then the parak continues. Bishas Chamishim Shan, in the 50th year of Azariah, Pekachyahu ben Menachem, he was the one that now rules. Vayas Hara, he also does Ra. And then the 52nd year, after 2 years, Pekach ben Remaliahu takes over. He is the king for 20 years. And the king, and finally, Pasach Haftes, this is really the beginning of the end. Bimei Pekach Melech Yisrael, Ba Tiglas Peleser, who we just said, the Gemara says is also Sancherev, Melech Ashur, Vayikach Es Ha'iyun, Ves Ha'avel, Ves Yanoach, Ves Kedesh, Ves Chaz, Ves Gilad, V'kol Eretz Naphtali, Vayagle Mashura. The beginning of the Golus. Here, the Pasuk says Naphtali is sent out. Elsewhere, it also says Zvulun is sent out. If you look in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, it says Reuven, Gad, and Menashe were also exiled by Ashur. Which happened first? That's a question. Did Reuven, Gad, and Menashe happen first, or did this, Naphtali and Zebulun, happen first? That's a machlokas, but either way, we'll see in a couple of prakim, the final galus when the Malchus was totally destroyed. But either way, this is the beginning of the galus right now. Bishashtayin lepekach ben Ramagel melech Yisrael, continuing in the second year of Pekach, now going back to Malchi Yehuda, Yotam takes over. As we mentioned, Yotam, the humble king, who was already king judging in the days of his father, and he does Yashar Bene Hashem. So as we see, throughout the contrast between Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael, and the tragedies that befall Klal Yisrael. The end of the parak, Yotam dies, and the next Melech Yehuda takes over, Achaz, as we will get into Achaz in the next parak.